This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Pizzadelphia. Thank you so much for being here. We are recording our first ever live on site of an event podcast for KYW News Radio's What's Cooking on 1060 podcast. So right away, I want to introduce the folks that are with me to talk about pizza at Pizzadelphia. Stephanie Roitano is owner of Capofito Forno in Old City. And Rick DiLorenzo is owner of DiLorenzo's Pizza in Hamilton, New Jersey. And Rick has some fans in the audience. So the first thing we're going to do, I want to ask you about to describe your pizzas. So Rick, tell me about your particular type of pizza.
Our pizza is what we call a Trenton tomato pie. There's certain areas of the country where it's called tomato pie instead of pizza. I think up in Connecticut, maybe somewhere in Pennsylvania, where the locals refer to it as tomato pie. And our pizza, or tomato pie, whatever you want to call it, is thin crust. And the tomatoes are the predominant taste. It's not just a lot of cheese. Cheese complements the tomatoes, but you do taste the sauce. And my family's been in business since 1938. This is our 80th year in business, so it's a long-standing tradition.
That deserves a round of applause. And Stephanie, your type of pizza?
I love your pizza, by the way. I'm a huge fan, so I'm one of the fans as well. We do authentic Neapolitan pizza. We follow very strict rules, as the Italians love to dictate to people around the world. It is baked in a wood-burning only oven above 900 degrees. It is very high hydration rate, so it should be very soft in the middle, have a puffy, round, raised crust. Same as your pie, there shouldn't be a coating of cheese. There should be just a perfect marriage of cheese, sauce, olive oil, basil, pecorino. There should be no competing flavors. It should complement each other, and it's good.
I agree.
What do you think is the most important aspect of the pizza?
The most important aspect of any pizza is the crust.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We have a consensus here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We have a saying: in crust we trust. At DiLorenzo's,
and I love
that. That's the truth. You know, I mean, that's your foundation. Everything else, everything you put on your pie, whether it be vegetables, meats, anything, all depends. It's all based on that foundation.
So, what's the number one mistake you can make with the crust?
Well, to just follow up with Rick, the dough is not a container. So the biggest mistake you could make is thinking that the sauce is the star of the show or something is the star of the show. It's about the dough. Everything's about, and there are no secrets in pizza. It's, you know, flour, yeast, salt, water, and how you treat it. And also, every pizza has its own personality, and it's the person making the pizza that gives it its personality and the way it's handled, the way it's cooked. So I actually hate when someone says that there's a favorite pizza or one pizza is better than the other, because I don't believe there's monogamy in pizza. There's a time and a place, even for a drunken boardwalk slice or to Elio's frozen pizza, to exquisite DiLorenzo's pizza. There's, you know, the biggest mistake you can make with pizza is saying there's your favorite pizza.
So you are an all-inclusive, non-discriminatory.
Yes. I'm a fangirl of pizza. I mean,
in general.
Yes, every
all
kind.
All pizza, all kinds.
All day long.
So is there any way you can actually mess up a pizza?
Oh, there's lots of ways you can mess up a pizza. The number one way is you could forget it's in the oven and burn it, and that's a disaster.
So burnt pizza bad.
Like we said, we say it all the time, a little char is acceptable and should be expected in a really good pizza or tomato pie. Because you're cooking at 900 degrees.
Yeah.
That's very hot. We cook at like 600. And that is the number one complaint. If there's any complaint, this pizza's burnt.
Yeah. So the difference is it because of the difference in crust? 900 degrees versus 600 degrees in the oven.
Well, if you took my dough and put it in his oven and vice versa, again, we have the same ingredients on paper, if you look at both of our ingredients, it's the same thing, same pizza. But my dough in his oven would turn into a cracker or worse. It would just completely... It would cook too slow. It just wouldn't be the right thing. And his would... I don't know.
Why is that?
Well, Neapolitan pizza has an extremely high hydration rate, which means there's a lot of water. And I want the pizza to be very soft and the outside to be crispy. One of the complaints that sometimes people have about Neapolitan pizza is that you can't pick it up, and you're really not supposed to. You're supposed to fold it, eat it with fork and knife. It's just a different style. And that soupy mess that is left is what you're supposed to sop up with your crust. It's about the dough and everything in the dough and how it's being cooked. So I don't know exactly... Another thing, how you ruin a pizza is using bad ingredients, because we all have the same recipes to make the same product, but you can mess it up by using bad stuff.
So fresh ingredients,
yeah.
Just like cooking in general, fresh ingredients. Is there a certain way to eat your pizza, Rick?
Yes, you just mentioned that your pizza doesn't stand straight. Our pizza is. We want it to stand straight and be crispy, and we don't want a lot of like something that you have to sop up. We want a slice of pizza where you could pick it up and maybe fold it in half, but eat it like right away.
It's amazing how the pizzas can be so alike but so different.
Yes, yes.
So speaking of which, have you gotten the chance to try everybody's pizzas?
I've eaten at every single one of these places.
All in the name of research, of course.
Not me. I've been busy at my own stand the whole time.
Oh, no, you've been working.
No, not today. I haven't had a single slice today.
Okay.
I have separately, on other days, eaten at every single... love pizza.
What kind of research do you do in general throughout the year to make sure that you get the best product? Even if the pizzas might be different than yours.
For me, that's one of the best parts of the job, is sourcing great ingredients. I mean, once you get the reputation of wanting that, people come to you. So it's not hard.
What about you, Rick? Do you, in the name of research, eat a ton of pizza?
Oh, I eat pizza every day. I eat the first slice out of my oven every morning. I just can't resist it. And that's 5 days a week.
You've been in the business for 50 years.
Right.
So have you traveled to do research on your pizza?
Not really. I mean, I was handed down a recipe that's been the same throughout the ages. I just try to stick to the original like recipe. You know, every once in a while we might come up with something different. Like we do white pizzas. We do gluten-free, vegan. There's always something new, and the taste in food changes all the time. You know, people are eating much more educated about food nowadays, you know what I mean? So it's like you always have to, like, bring out new things, but we stick to the basic recipe for our pizza.
What would you guys say is, like, the trend in tastes right now when it comes to pizza?
I think a lot of South Asian chili peppers. I get a lot of just things that keep coming across of vendors trying to sell me Thai chilies and just a lot of different spicy peppers for some reason. That's just recently I've been getting a lot of that.
You're shaking your head yes?
I agree completely. I have a lot of customers, a lot of Indian customers. They love the spices. the peppers. They bring their, a lot of customers bring their own. You know, they want
their own to put on the pizza.
They bring their own jalapenos. You know, whatever they want, I'll put it on the pie.
But that's dedication.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, more and more, it's getting like you said, different kinds of spices and
yeah.
It's what, you know, it's the melting pot that we live in.
I want to get back to another question for you, Stephanie, that I asked. Rick, where have your travels taken you in your pizza research?
Well, I did train in Naples, Italy with Ciro Salvo, who he's considered, you know, a fifth generation pizzaiolo. A lot of people don't know that in Italy, every region has its own style of pizza, which I love. So, like, Roman pizza is different from Genovese pizza, which is, you know, I love it. So I've been all over Italy. I will eat a pizza just about anywhere. Like, if it looks good. I recently was in Puglia and had this really incredible, like, pizza al metro that was, like, this long pizza that they put in a wood-burning oven on a just long board. And I was shocked that they could spin it and not burn it. And it was delicious. And it had a little tiny calamaretti, these little octopus that were a little squid the size of your, like, pinky nail. I mean, it was delicious. So, I feel like you don't travel for, like, pizza will find you wherever you are. So, there is a style of pizza. Like, I recently, they don't call it pizza if it's not, even if it doesn't have tomato sauce and cheese. Almost every culture has some sort of flatbread pizza thing, cousin, that I will eat.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. What are your favorite toppings, or are you purists?
I'm a purist. I like a bufala. I like a pizza margarita with bufala. And for the past probably 16 months, I've been eating spicy Calabrian salami on it. I've had that pizza almost four times a week for the past 18 months. And I'll switch. But I'm I have an obsessive personality, so I'll just keep eating that.
Rick?
Yeah, I'm a purist. The regular plain tomato pie is my number one. And I tell everybody the same thing. And what do you recommend?
Yeah.
Tomato and cheese. You get the flavors. You can taste the crust. You can taste the cheese. You can taste the tomato. Everything blended together. But I'll eat a pie with the works. You know what I mean? I'll eat anything, but my favorite, all-time favorite, is just the plain tomato pie.
All right, let's set the record straight. A tomato pie, does that mean no cheese, or does that just mean a pizza pie?
In Trenton, a tomato pie is a pizza with tomato and cheese. I know in Philadelphia, they make tomato pie. They make it in bakeries. It's a little thicker, and it has no cheese.
But otherwise, it's a pizza pie.
Yes.
Even regionally, have you, like, what have you noticed in terms of what interests you as far as the differences, like, regionally from Philly to Trenton?
Yeah.
Well, there's certain things I've gotten into. I don't know. Sometimes there's, like, a style of pizza that everyone goes bananas over, and when I try it for the first time, I feel like it's memory pizza. Do you know what I mean? Like, childhood pizza.
Oh.
And I don't... Again, I think all pizza's delicious, but I find the fervor over... Like, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate about this, but Old Forge pizza, that has to be memory pizza. That has to be, like... Because I think it's good, it's fun to eat, but it's not something that should have droves of people going to eat. But there's... I don't know. I think that I feel like regional pizza's memory pizza is the certain pies that drive your childhood and your tastes and everything. That's what regional is.
Wondering if the least expensive pizza slices are the ones you remember, because those are the ones you can afford to get when you're young.
Yeah.
When you're a kid.
Yeah.
Boardwalk slices.
Yeah.
Or what?
Boardwalks. I call those boardwalk slices.
Yeah, I'm not a snob when it comes to pizza.
No, I love boardwalk
slices.
I'll
eat pizza anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, me too.
What's the most unique ingredient that you've ever seen on a pizza?
Botarga.
What's Botarga?
Botarga is fish roe that's been compressed and aged. It's from Italy, and it was shaved over a pizza. It's very salty and unctuous, and it was nice. I like it. We make a pizza with lardo on it, which people a little bit, they freak out a little bit over. It's delicious. It melts, and if you don't know what, that you're eating aged pig fat, they love it until you tell them what it is.
Yeah. How about you, Rick?
I think the most interesting ingredient, one time a customer brought in a can of sardines. I think he was Portuguese, and he wanted me to put them on his pie. And you know what? They were pretty damn good, because I did it myself afterwards, and it was a good flavor.
All right, we got to start talking about your customers here, not the pizza, because, Rick, you're starting to tell me the customers that come in, that give you the ingredients themselves.
Yes.
So I got, what are the craziest, like, experiences you've ever had with customers and pizza? I mean, that tends to, I think that would rank up there for me, the customer, because this sounds like it's happened more than once with you.
Oh, yeah, I have customers that bring in their own cheese, maybe without hormones, you name it. I've put all kinds of sausage made out of, like, turkey or, you know, something that's not beef. Some people don't like pork. Whatever. Somebody will bring me anything. I'll put a customer brought me figs one time. I'm sure you've had figs.
No, we just did a pizza with figs.
Pizza with figs is awesome.
Yeah, with gorgonzola. Yeah.
Really, I don't think you could put anything wrong on a pizza.
Well, I just think it's funny that your customers are bringing in the ingredients and saying, put this on my pie.
Right, right. Well, like I said, people are very educated about food, you know. People are very particular what they eat nowadays.
What's your craziest customer experience?
I don't think anyone's really ever brought us an ingredient.
Nobody's brought you a bag of flour?
I actually have had people bring me flour.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people. And what they'll think is a pound of flour, I can actually make something. You can't do anything with that. I've had a ton of people. They're usually friends that, you know. Oh, I just
want. It's not like a customer saying,
I'd like
to order a pizza made from this ingredient. Could you imagine?
No. Yeah.
I once had a guy bring me in a piece of wheat dough, right? He made it himself. I could not make a pizza out of it because it had no kind of like elasticity at all. I ended up throwing it in the garbage. And later on, years after, I kept getting requests for a whole wheat pizza. I came up with a recipe, and I sell a few every now and then.
Yeah. All right, since you are the pizza aficionados, and we've got, you know, a field of people that are interested in pizza, as, you know, like wine, you're tasting for different notes. What are you looking for in a really good slice of pizza?
Balance. It should smell like freshly baked bread. The color, I always like the color of the dough, because a lot of times if it looks very white and there's like those black, like, blisters, like, not black blisters are good, but if it's white with like those pimples, usually means the dough is not mature enough. You want dough to be your pizza to be easily to digest. A lot of times when you eat pizza and you start feeling bloated, it usually means the dough is too young and the yeast is, like, you know, upsetting your stomach. Really good pizza, you should be able to eat the pizza, and you should not feel heavy and weighed down. So a really good pizza, I look for the dough to be, the crust to be nicely browned and charred in spots, not white. If you flip the pizza over and there's like yellow or orangey spots, that means they have too much flour and it's burned in the oven. It'll have a very funny, it affects the flavor of the pizza. So I look at how the dough was handled, aged, and cooked. That's how I judge pizza.
Yeah, a lot of people think that you make pizza dough in the morning and you use it a couple hours later. The dough has to sit. The sugars have to form in the dough because you got yeast and the flour, which is like a sugar. And the chemistry that happens gives you that flavor. A lot of places, they just don't. The crust doesn't have the flavor.
Yeah, but it's the if you allow the yeast to eat the gluten, it forms noble sugars is what the right. you know chemistry is, and it's the same. If there is no dough that you can make in the morning and or a few hours and serve to someone without them feeling bloated when they're eating it, it's just
right. How long should it sit?
It can be anywhere from 24, 48, 72 hours. The dough we used today was 72-hour dough.
I made my dough on the 12th. That's 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm closed Sunday and Mondays. I tell people the best pies
Absolutely.
Are on Tuesday because the dough got to sit for a couple of days, and that's where you get the best flavor.
Yeah, it is. It's the best flavor.
Well, thank you guys so much for talking to us here at Pizzadelphia. Let's let everybody know where they can try your pizza. So Stephanie Roitano, Capofito Forno in Old City. What's the address? What's the website?
The address is 233 Chestnut Street. We're across the street from the American Revolution Museum. And what is our website? Capofitoforno.com. Excuse me.
And Rick DiLorenzo is owner of DiLorenzo's Pizza in Hamilton, New Jersey. Rick, what's your address and your website?
We're located at 147 Sloan Avenue, exit 65A off of 295. And our website is www.DiLorenzosPizza.com.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for being here with us at Pizzadelphia for What's Cooking on 1060. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.